Take another deep breath. We'll take a few more moments of silence later. Right now, if you choose, you can open your eyes. It is very good to see each of you, huh? Very good. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hello. All your wallets are now empty, huh?
Almost.
Not quite. We still have another day. Dearest beings of light, were you aware, as we sat watching or watched, walked around with you, that everywhere you went, there were beings of light around you, or beings that looked at you and thought, wow, look at them. There's a difference. Did you notice that? Probably not. The group from Canada, from French Canadian, it looked like, group from another country, they all moved about within you and around you, and they all most took a gaze upon you. Because we wonder when we listen to their thoughts, and we try not to invade their space, but they just popped out and said, look at those individuals. I wonder where they're from. They notice that light. Huh? And as they notice that light, they see that energy. Even though they may not know that it is that energy, they just experience the difference. And in that difference, know that you have accomplished something. You have accomplished that consciousness of the Buddha. That consciousness of intention. That consciousness of communication. That consciousness of energy. And the connective point is a friction that happens between you and another. And the little salespeople that would follow you around, no matter how many times you would say, I am just looking. And they always seem to pop up out of nowhere when you paused for just a moment to look deeper at something. Ah, may I show you, ma'am? Why do women love to shop? It helps them bring forth that almost a nurturing energy. Many women are nurturers, whether they've ever had children or not, it is not important. But they are nurturers, they care for others all of the time. So therefore, this is a little bit about them caring back for themselves. And it has a little bit of that, we do not wish you to take this wrong, but it is a little of that pack mentality. Huh? Oh, that looks beautiful on you, you should get it. Oh, you should get it. Oh, what looks good? Oh, I'll get one too. Oh, you should get that too. No, and this scarf, oh yes, oh, you should get that. And $2,000 later, someone is still saying, that looks great on you. It goes with your eyes, huh? Men don't do that. No, they do not. Have you ever gone into a store with a friend and they were trying a shirt on or something because someone at their home maybe said, you need a new shirt? And you said, oh, that looks great on you. You should get that. Has that ever come from your mouth?
Maybe once.
Maybe once. So you see, that is how it works. And yet women see things. Men see things like this. Yes? Women see things like this. You know, when you have a group of men and a group of women in a conference, and they all break for lunch. We have witnessed this. Yes. The men come out, get in their car, and go to the restaurant that is closest. No discussion, no big deal, nothing. Women come out, get in the car, and say, where do you want to go? Well, we could go there, we could go there, we could go over there. And that is the way it works. There is a difference between men and women. And that is good. If men were like women, it would be less fun. And if women were like men, it would be less fun. That is a part of what is the information today. Conscious speech. You look beautiful in that. Conscious speech. Or, no, it doesn't really look great on you. Conscious speech. Right speech. You see, in that energy, there's so much that goes into every single word. It is about honoring, paying respect to others, paying respect to yourself. You know, when you do not have that conscious speech, you are not honoring yourself. When you have a derogatory thought about others or yourself, know that when you have a derogatory thought about others, as you know, it is just a reflection of yourself. For you have brought them into your world, huh? You understand what we say. So that conscious speech, that conscious words, but see, it by the time it gets to your lips, it is already too late to change it. Because the thought, the feeling was already there. So you may think, oh, I don't think I want to go into that area again. I don't, there's too much crowd, blah, blah, blah. Too many people pushing and shoving and negativity, blah, blah, blah. And you think, oh yes, let us go. See, there is the discrepancy. So the thought is really the speech, not just the words that come through your mouth, your lips. The thought is the conscious speech, is the conscious connection that you have with a verbal and non-verbal communication with this galaxy. And this is not about judgment of others. It is about acknowledging the Buddha that is within each. Huh? The Buddha that is within each. Some would say it is about the God that is within. But we are in Thailand. So it is the Buddha. They are one and the same, you know. Just as you are. The Buddha. Sometimes it is good to practice that. When you go out and you're spending all of your money and you think of the monks that have nothing that others do not to give to them. That they cannot spend money. They cannot. Now, Arvis or Marilyn asked if they took a taxi, if they paid for the taxi. They do. So you see, there is always an exception to every rule. And with that exception, know that the right or conscious speech comes hand in hand with conscious effort, which is the next level. You see, that conscious effort goes in with that purchase order from your heart to the universe. It goes in with that energy of feeling that flow. Now there has been lots of dollars, lots of bought, transferring money today. But how many of you connected something that you saw and thought, oh, someone will love that. And then you're taking it home to someone else. Huh? How many of you did not do that? That all you purchased was for you. Congratulations. You can play the song by Meghan Trainor, I Love Me. Which is still good. You see, there is no energy of whether you should or should not buy souvenirs for everyone, you know. Never so Maryland does not. Because it is not, you get the opportunity to share. It is not about a bubble that you bring back. Although when you do bring that bubble back, that heart is opened a bit farther because of the surprise of that what they were not expecting. You see? And it is about you sharing your joy. So it is not the bubble. That is the energy. It is what you are doing with that. And to bring back the memory of seeing a giant cobalt blue fan with dragons facing each other. Huh? The Vessel Merlin said, you should put that over your bed. Bring in a little dragon energy, huh? But you see, that keeps all of that in flow. Every person you handed bought to today, did you look at them in the eye? Yes. Did you remember their face? Yes. Because that keeps that flow of infinity that goes back and forth, and that is conscious speech and conscious effort, conscious thought, that energy, that variation connects so deeply with others. That is why others noticed your light. You see what we say? You have question, yes? About anything, aside from why are women shoppers and men not? Did we explain that all right for you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Yes, yes. Question about anything. Yes.
You said that others around us were aware of our light. I wasn't aware that they were aware. Many of these travelers like ourselves were there in these shops, and they seemed very absorbed in what they were doing, not aware of others around them.
Yet if you sat back and just watched the energy flow, there were many who were aware. Not all, but many. And we would ask you to go out tomorrow, well, tonight, if you're going out tonight, or going to dinner. See how others react to you. You see? Because we believe that that energy is that flow, that figure eight energy that comes through you. We saw it today, whether you did it or not. Many times, it is one may be completely oblivious to what is going on around them. Because they're too busy looking for their own things, which is fine. That is what you were there for. But to know that your energy field is 26 feet across. So all of those shoppers were in your energy field. And when you think of the people in the back of the shop that were feeding their worms, or making a scarf that you can do this much in one day. And then you think, well, I'm going to negotiate the price because it's $100. And she would spend a month making that. You have to think about that, eh? So in that energy, how are you giving to those people in the back end? The people that, the fellow that sat on the floor carving wood. Now he may be comfortable there. We hope so. They do not make much money for being an artist. But you see, it is all relative. Because if you get paid $10 a day in Thailand, that may be a good wage. Instead of $10 an hour or less in the US. So, does that answer your question? You have more question, yes? About anything.
Speaking of light and others seeing our light or perceiving our light, your people, beings,
yes.
Council, you look down on us and you see our light.
Yes.
So, the monks.
Yes.
And they've chosen that path. And they are either working toward enlightenment or some of them are enlightened. But when you look at the monks, what kind of light do you see from them?
Some are very bright. Some are not. The monk who had kept taking all baskets of food mm-hmm. and filling it up and put it in a box and fill it up again and put it in a box. He was doing his job for his monastery. He was gathering food for many. But he was tired. His feet were tired. He blessed you or he did not bless you. So in that energy of moving forward, his light was a little diminished. However, his etheric body is saffron. And his aura is also saffron with a tinge of white. Oh. And then the monks who come by that were a bit more enthusiastic, their aura is brighter than those who are tired. It is the same as you. Mm-hmm. Your auric field is a little dimmer when you are tired or you don't feel well. It is a little jaggedy when it is cranky or angry. So you see, their light is not consistent, just as humans. Others' light is not consistent. However, for most, there is a central energy that we see in their core of peace. That no matter what happens, they hold that peace in their core. The Thai people many times have that peace because they were raised with mindfulness. They were raised with being able to concentrate and experience that energy. They were raised with that. So it is a part of their culture. It is a part of their nature. When you set, you know, most children down in the world and say we're going to sit for 5 minute or 10 minute or 30 minute mm-hmm. in stillness while you sit cross-legged on the floor, what would they do?
Wiggle.
Wiggle. Yes. And yet here, they are taught to be still, to be mindful. And when you go to the school down south, you will see they will wiggle a lot, mm-hmm. and then they will be still. And then they will wiggle a lot, and then they will be still. So you know that they know how to do that. And in that energy, that increases their core of the vibration. You understand? when it increases the core of the vibration, when it is in love or peace or radiance, that that love frequency radiates out. Mm-hmm. And that increases their auric field.
So coming from the core.
From the core, which is not just here, but all the way in the center of the body, the trunk of the body. We don't know why that is called a trunk. A tree, maybe. Yes?
Question?
Question? Did we answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in all these fields, some people talk about feeling the kundalini rising and
yes.
in the head. And then there's the Merkaba, and it mm-hmm. spins. Wait, this one for women, it goes this way. And so, where does like the Merkaba spinning come from? Is that from here or from the earth up? You know what I mean? It's they're different, but it's in a human. They're all in a human.
And there's so many different definitions for Merkaba.
Yeah.
Or Merkaba.
Well,
or Merkaba.
Yeah.
Or
but I will say I felt that spin with an activation from you in Philadelphia.
Yes.
It was like I was up top. And
that was coming from the outside in.
Okay.
Then the Merkaba is also a transporter. So you can step into the energy of the Merkaba and be transported into other dimensions. And then you have the Merkaba or Merkaba that is within the cells of your body, which then radiate out. So it comes at all levels. You each know what we're talking of when we speak of the Merkaba. Is there a tissue somewhere?
Oh, wait, I have some in my purse.
That would be much faster.
Okay.
And so, that would be nice. So the Merkaba is a device that is centered normally as stars, like a six-pointed star here and here that are dimensional. Yes? So you've got a six-point, you've got the triangle going here and a triangle going there. And then you've got it dimensional, so they're going in all directions. So know that there are so many different definitions of that, as we have. So when we do activations, that spiraling energy goes in both directions and activate the cells within your body for whatever is in your highest good. Or it comes from without and radiates. Or the vessel Merlin has a friend that builds gigantic Merkabas out of copper and crystal, quartz crystals. And you can step inside and meditate there and go to many different places. So in that case, it is not inside your body. Does that answer your question? You have a question, yes?
Well, Robert would like to lead us in a giving white light and love to the planet.
Yes.
And I thought maybe you could explain why when people gather together, it's multiplied by 144.
Yes, and we were going to close tonight with that meditation for the planet. And you can lead it all weekend, whichever you prefer.
Well, this I'll learn from you.
And then you can lead tomorrow.
Okay.
When two or more are gathered together, the Master says miracles happen. It strengthens that energy. In the past, when two or more are gathered together, it magnifies the energy by 12. And then 2012 happened. Now it magnifies the energy times 144. So if you take, exactly. So if you take all of these energies, 15, 16, however many there are, and multiply that times 144, now that is like there's that many people gathering together with one intention. Why is it 144? Why not? That is our information. We trust it, we do not question.
Does it have to do with raising the frequency of consciousness to the level of the dolphins and the humans?
It has to do with raising the frequency and consciousness to all beings who will accept it, including the dolphins. Actually, the dolphins and the whales, those are probably raising our vibration, yes? The humans.
I'm sorry, the elephants, I like that.
Yes. They are the memory keepers of the planet, the elephant. The elephant, when you look at the elephants tomorrow, we do not know if you'll be able to touch them. We hope so. But when you look at the elephants tomorrow, look into their eyes, ask their hearts, what is it you wish to say to me? What is it you wish to share? That will raise your vibration times that 144. You see, they are the memory keepers, so they've got an extra part of their brain that carries their memories of their ancestors. You have the same part. It has gone dormant over the years. Would you like to rekindle it?
Yes.
We are working on it. So know that when you have odd thoughts pop in about your ancestors or this energy or that energy, do not say, "Ugh, that's ridiculous. I must be making it up." Instead say, what is it you wish me to know? And then trust what you sense. You see, when you have your spiritual practice, that it is when you are walking around in your everyday world that everything is your meditation. That presence is what where the power is. And that activates that part of your brain. So there may be things about your ancestors that you may not want to know. Huh? But they are still a part of you. It is like how many of you have had past lives where you were, you know, murderers or rapists or robbers? Raise your hand, because if you don't, you're not telling the truth. You see, by the time you get to this stage in your world, you have been everything, as with the elephants. And realize that here in Thailand, the elephants have not been treated well. It was their culture. Do not judge. It was their culture. They had this huge animal that weighed more than their house, maybe. And they had to find some way to control it so it could work for them. Now, with the teachings of Dear Lek, as you will meet her, we hope, they are learning new ways to train the elephants. So an elephant is like any other animal. They want to please. They want to be of service. Just like you. And when they look at you, they see you. They see your heart. Does that answer your question? Whoever asked the question, did we answer the question about 144? So as you are meditating together, that is where the power is. And we will, each time we gather, thank you for the reminder, send energy to this planet. And we would ask that when you leave here, you will continue to do the same. Next question, huh? About, yes.
I have a question about dimensions. I heard the other evening that you are from the 17th dimension.
Yes.
I'd like to know more about how do these different dimensions differ, and what is a dimension?
But there are many, there are between 144 and 152 dimensions that we know of. Science, your scientists have proven there are 12 or 14 now. Those dimensions are working simultaneously to this present moment. So they are other realities and other realms that are going on right now. Here, because we are either in or heading into the fifth dimension, those veils between the dimensions are much, much thinner than they have been in the past. That is why sometimes things slip out of this dimension into another, like car keys. They do?
Socks.
What?
Socks.
Socks. They go into the dimension, the inner realms of the washing machine, as it sucks those socks out. So in that energy, the dimensions are very difficult to define because they are not linear. It is interesting because the way science defines it, when you read the definition of how science says this is the first, second, third, 14th, 13th, whatever, you cannot understand what it is saying because they're trying to define it in a linear way, and the dimensions are not linear. The dimension that we are from, 17, you can see it by our pendant, there's 17 rays of light around the pendant. That is a dimension of blue energy. Some have called it a part of the Blue Planet series. And that works because they can define it that way and they can make it more easy to wrap the brain around it. But it is beyond that energy because the Blue Planet series is a physical space. It starts with Arcturus, the Blue Planet. So the 17th dimension is a dimension of healing capability. Each dimension has a specific realm that would be their specialty. And we cannot name them all right now. But each one does. The 82nd dimension and the 144 balance those two together to connect with that infinite energy of healing as they flow together, much like that circle of life sort of energy, as the concentric circles go in between each other. You see what we say? And each one carries different vibration, just like you have one dimension or two dimension. Not to be confused, but it is the fifth dimension, it is our information that humans are already in the fifth dimension. There are many teachers who will argue that point. And we say, okay, prove it. Huh? Because you see, this is the time. The fifth dimension is the dimension of instant manifestation. The fifth dimension is the dimension of inner thought and telepathic communication. How many times do you think of someone and they show up? The Vessel Maryland opened up her jewelry today and found this necklace. She hasn't seen it for nearly 2 years. It was her mother's. Joelle came in today and she said, I thought about your mother today. And then the Vessel Maryland told her of the story. She wanted to go to Thailand, I guess. So you see, many times the dimensions are very difficult for the linear brain to understand, because you want to put it into some sort of box and it does not fit. There is no box. It is a different energy. That is why science has a difficult time defining, but they have said that they have proven that there are 12 or 14.
So when you say that there are different energies,
yes,
can you just give an example of how these energies differ? You mentioned the 17th dimension is blue light, blue,
yes,
energy with healing. You mentioned the fifth dimension is manifestation.
Yes.
So it seems like, is there some kind of purpose, some type of nature about it? Or I just try to get more of a sense of
There is a purpose and a nature. Yet because the definition of it limits the actual of energy, it is very difficult to define. The 32nd dimension is a dimension where many of the whale or the dolphin center from. You see, the 32nd, 33rd. And that is their vibrational frequency.
And their purpose is to record.
They are the record keepers of the planet, yes. And they are now communicating more with humans than ever before. They actually have computer programs that has distinguished the language of dolphins that can translate into human language.
Wow. And they're finding that autistic children are vibrating at the same frequency and able to communicate back and forth.
Yes, with dolphins and whales. You see, humanity is evolving. That is the 6th, 7th, and 8th dimension. That energy as it is flowing through. You see? Did that answer your question?
I have a better conceptualization.
And good luck with that, yes. Because it is difficult to wrap one's brain around the definition of how it works. Mm-hmm. You have more questions? Yes.
Sometimes our family members can be part of our entourage.
Yes.
So they're with us all the time. But, like, for a vacation like this, or maybe even Jewisha, can we invite family members that are past?
Not in physical form.
Right, not in physical form.
Yes.
Like, for me, my grandmother loved to travel. Hey, come with me to Thailand.
Yes.
You know, that kind of...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those family members are watching over you and connecting with you and seeing you and sensing you and feeling your joy. And so you can invite them through. We believe that is what this was about.
And is it beneficial to invite them from time to time?
Why not? Why not? Do they love that? And
yeah,
isn't it fun when you get a little tidbit of energy or a little tidbit of information? I thought, oh,
yep,
we smell my father, yeah? You smell your mother, huh?
Mm-hmm.
or your grandmother or whatever.
And in that idea, how many generations back can you invite? I mean, like, you know, parents, grandparents. What about our great, 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 great?
It is infinite.
Okay, because I don't know, but hey, you know, hello, come on down.
You know, you can also go into your Akash and encounter them and ask them to come forward to see how they are now. They may not be, they may be in physical form by now. But why can't you invite them? Okay. It is all infinite. It is just energy and it is just conscious intention.
So in inviting the ones back that may be in human form again, do those souls telepathically communicate? Or
with
or,
you?
No, or just whoever she's going back to, regardless of whether they're in form.
And you still communicate with
I mean, if they're still in human form out here, she's still able to communicate with what?
Well, it's only pieces anyway.
It's an aspect of that they're communicating with.
Because the soul split, maybe?
This is our information.
Yeah, okay.
So, you have a soul that has crossed over. That they are part of your ancestral lineage. If they have not come back and reincarnated into another human, all of your ancestral lineage is all out there partying together.
Okay.
And then your ancestors encounter your soul family if they have not returned in human form.
But if they've returned in human form,
then they are not on the other side.
Then they're not getting the message. Whoever she's reaching
they start
out.
From square one again.
Right, so but the people she's trying to contact over there that now are over here on the planet, they're not getting the message there because they're here.
Yes.
Okay.
And okay. Can
that makes
can
sense.
You be in a parallel universe with someone who's crossed over from one life and alive in that parallel?
Yes. Yes, that is why it is. Once you start trying to define it, your brain goes.
It doesn't make sense to us.
Yes. But know that those are the dimensional realms as the parallel universes. You see? And that energy from the other side, many times those people are indeed recycled, huh? You understand? Yes.
Okay, so I'll probably bring this back into 3D a little bit. And you were saying that, you know, tears are opening of the chakra.
Yes.
So the example, I'm going to bring up the Cathars who loved Jesus in a very pure, simple way, and they lived in southern France. Well, it turns out that the church, the Pope, it was too pure for him, whatever. So he got rid of them. He wiped them off the face of the planet. So my question is here's somebody who was a Cathar, let's say, walks into a church and feels the beauty of the tears and the joy of Jesus, but then also at the same time, a constriction in here because they had to walk through a avenue of flames, and that was their death. I mean, you know what I mean? If you were betrayed, let's say, you know, because they're Jesus lovers, but then it's the church who killed them. Yeah. Would that be a manifestation some other physical way? You know, the tears of joy, or it's you feel it here as a constriction?
That is what the Akash is about. So you may sense it in many different ways. And that is why you can stack all of those constrictions. You know, it is a travesty as to what was done in the name of Yeshua. The first time he appeared through the vessel Marilyn, he wept the entire time. He wept for what was done in his name. and it is still being done. So that constriction, the tears of joy, they may all be happening at the same time. Go into your Akash, ask to release the pain, the pressure, the imprint, and then have it be done so you can move forward clearly. You see what we say?
Yep. Just on the guardian angel thing, my mother died a couple of years ago. 10 days later, I had a chat with her through Kahuna Kalei.
Yes.
And she asked if she could be one of my guardians. And I said, I'll think about it. No, of course. I said, yeah, fine. I thought you already were, and she just laughed. And then she said, look, I'm coming back in a couple of years, and I'm coming back as a Chinese lady, because when I'm in my early 20s, look, China will be ready for changing consciousness. Now, that means she could be back now. So she's not a guardian angel anymore. She's not. If she's back.
If she's back, she's on Earth, and she's not your guardian any longer, unless she's an Earth angel.
Right.
Like the Pong is an Earth angel. And there are Earth angels. However, what we would have to have is your mother's birth name, her death, and her birth date, and the name that she goes by. And then we can see which side of the veil she is on. Do you still connect with her?
I think so.
Then she's probably not here yet. What we have found is when people are on the other side of the veil, you can communicate with them. When they have returned, they're someone that you know and you may not recognize them. You see? You have more question.
Well, yeah, that's not related to what we're talking about, but you were saying that the fifth dimension is supposed to be instant manifestation. So why has it been so challenging for me to have a spontaneous remission with my health issue? Even though I've been asking for it and wanting it?
How many times do you state negative things in the past?
Lots.
We rest our case. You
so
see,
I have
dears.
To
yes.
Resolve that, and I have to resolve my emotions in order to be able to experience that. Because people that don't even like aren't even into anything like this. Sometimes they go into a hospital and they have like a spontaneous radical remission.
Yes.
Because they're not negative and they have.
You know differently, though. You know what you are to do. And because of old habits, which what we have seen change while you are here, we hope it sticks.
Me too.
Because it's wondrous. You see, it is not just what comes out of your mouth.
It's my thoughts.
Exactly. And it may be about you bringing to light to your doctors a new method of healing. That the thoughts and the mind and all of this plays just as important part in healing. And you may be part of your task is to enlighten doctors. That is a part of the divine order. You see what we say? And you say, well, why do I have to sacrifice? We hear that. And it is not. You volunteered for that mission. This is a part of your evolution. Keep in mind, there are many people who a part of their mission is to educate the medical system.
That's part of my mission?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Oh.
Are you doing that?
A little bit.
Now. Start with that. We have a friend. She did pass eventually. This is her ring. And the vessel Marilyn, her friend, she was diagnosed with a very fast-eating cancer. The doctor said, maybe 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very fast. And she said, well, that is not my reality. And she started carrying Moldavite and using Young Living oils and doTERRA oils and did all of this. And every time she would go to the doctor, which was almost daily with her therapy, because she opted to not buy into the death penalty, and said, we'll take the radiation, we'll take the chemotherapy, we'll take it all. And every time she went in, she would do the oils and she would have the stones. And this doctor then started carrying Moldavite or stones. He also started using essential oils, and then he started adding them to his clients that were also cancer patients and recommending that they sign up for doTERRA or Young Living, because, and that they change the way they are thinking about their bodies and that they only have positive thoughts. This went on for 2 years. Yes, and he was from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Now you can imagine how big that is. It's about that big, not even that big on the map. You see, and yet, after 3 years, she was still living. Yes. And he had been promoted to head of the largest cancer centers in the country. Wow. And he was still carrying the Moldavite and still recommending the oils and still shifting the way they treated cancer. So what part are you playing?
She takes notes sometimes when I say something.
Yes. Keep moving with it. We know of another friend who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. The doctor said, put your affairs in order. She eliminated all of her friends that said anything negative to her. Anything. She eliminated all of her friends. She called them up and said, please, I love you deeply. Do not call me until I call you. Because she could not have any negative influence. That is why the language is important. The thoughts are important. That was 17 years ago. She just came to one of the classes of the Vessel Maryland this year. Yes. So it is important that right, conscious speech, that conscious effort, which is about conscious thought, comes into such a strong play. Even if you are joking, even if it is a habit, even if you're just playing about in the field, it still is a purchase order to the universe. If you say, oh yes, well, I know, I've got to change my thoughts, and your brain is saying, I don't think I can. Which one is louder?
Brain.
Your brain. Because it is direct relationship to your heart. Transformation. So know that you each are in control, and sometimes you get the opportunity to educate the medical system. And sometimes you get the opportunity to volunteer from the other side. We know maybe 10 people who immediately, short term, decided in the past year to leave. Quickly. They're helping from the other side. Huh? How about if we do an earth meditation? Because we know that you're all getting wiggly and thinking, I don't know, I'm either going to go to sleep or I'm going to go get lunch. So, take a deep breath. Just open the chakras in your hands. Then pull your hands apart, and you can sort of push them in just a little bit and you feel a little puff of air. That is your energy field. If you're not aware of that little puff of air, open the chakras a bit more. Pull them apart. According to Neil Donald Walsh, that is God that you are feeling there. So take a deep breath, and in between your hands, visualize the planet Earth. And just visualize it turning, as some have called it, that big blue marble. It may look like a globe, it may look like it from outer space. However you visualize it is perfect. And just hold that energy. You can do so with your eyes closed or open. And sense that turning planet between your hands. That planet itself has an energy field that may be sort of puffing back against your hands. Just take a deep breath and release. And just breathe in and out very slowly. And continue. Slowing your breathing down. Feeling the pathway that the air flows as it enters your body and exits your body. As you take another deep breath in, on your exhale, breathe directly into your heart. Just give thanks for your heart. It is the abracadabra, that gratitude. Thanks for your heart and breathe into it as the heart pumps through your body, pumps the divine flow, the divine essence through your body. And as you're breathing in and out of your heart, allow your muscles from your body to relax. And think of feeling, feel something or visualize something that brings joy to your face. A situation, a person, a place, a pet. Something that whenever you think of that, or whenever you feel that energy, you just cannot hardly help your face from smiling. And just sigh into that energy. Now allow that feeling of perfect heart balance and resonance to extend out from your heart into the earth that is between your hands. Feeling of resonance that perfect balance is infusing the great divine Mother Earth with that inner smile. That you felt. And let us allow that radiant energy from your heart to just envelop the people on this planet with love. We may even feel them pause just a bit, wondering what that essence of love feels like in their heart. We ask that that essence and resonance of love, if it is in their highest good, to touch the leaders of all of the nations, all of the continents on this wonderful planet, and open their hearts to wisdom, clarity, understanding, consciousness, allowing their own personal agendas or egoic decisions to just dissipate. If indeed it is in the highest good of this planet. We allow that energy of love to sort of ricochet back and forth between your hands, through the planet, visualize feel what it might feel like if every person on this planet was living with conscious understanding, conscious compassion, conscious intention, speech, effort, action, conscious livelihood, mindfulness, and concentration. And we're flowing into and out from that space of heaven on earth, Nirvana. Breathe into that intention. Feel that spinning earth move about with your intention. Circle it with your hands and bring it into your own heart. Give thanks. I'm so grateful that this planet and its people are evolving with love, with light, with compassion for each other, with laughter, with a deep sense of joy. Peace. Centeredness. Wisdom. Clarity, harmony, and as each of those qualities are extending and radiating and being magnified within you, they are magnified within all you touch. And for that we are grateful. Take a deep breath. And again. Ah. And again. Ah. We love you deeply. We see you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste. Namaste.